Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good question. I think we'll stick to the board like we typically do, historically. And I know this is always a question. We've been a best available player team, and we spent a lot of time. We spent 8 months really building the board based on the rankings of the players and how they stack against each other. And we believe that really, if we're going to build a team, that's the best way to approach it. So, you know, I think we definitely look at the different needs of our team. We spend a lot of time talking about the roster and the players that we have and things like contract status and all those other things that go into it, the health of our players. In the end, I think this is a really, really pretty good draft class with talent across the board. And as we see the players come off the board, we'll wait for a good one to fall to us.
Derek DaCosta earlier today talking about how, with them doing most of their work in free agency on the offensive side of the football, could this be a heavy defensive draft for the Baltimore Ravens? Could you see that, Jason?
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing it be anything but that. And there are years where their needs and the strengths of a draft and the depth, not just the quality, but the quantity of a draft don't match up. And there have been years where, let's face it, yeah, best position, best player available at the wide receiver position, best player available at linebacker, best player available at edge, right? Like, when they took Bateman and Hollywood, those years, everybody knew they were taking one of those receivers very likely in that spot. When they took Hayden Hurst, they were hunting for a tight end. They took him before Lamar bleeping Jackson.
Yeah.
When they took Patrick Queen, they were taking one of those three linebackers, Murray, whichever one was still there. Sometimes that's how it is. When they let Judon walk and made the trade with Kansas City to be in position to take a pass rusher at the end of the first round, they took I don't know if I'd call him a pass rusher, but he's an edge defender.
He got 10 sacks last year.
Yes. This year, I think because there are so many options on the defensive side of the ball, and they, you know, a safety, a corner, a D tackle, an edge could all make sense. They don't have to lock into a position, but I think we know the positions that they're hunting early in this draft. I think we know what it takes to make this roster, especially at certain position groups, barring just an absolute rash of injuries. I think we know what their trends and tendencies are. I think we know that there's certain position groups they love drafting, even if they don't need them. And this year they need a lot of those position groups. So I'd be surprised if they threw us a ton of curveballs. Again, as we talked about a lot on the show yesterday, the curveball I'd love to see them throw us is how they manipulate their draft capital and do so in a way they normally don't, which would mean moving up in one of the top couple of rounds, maybe even somewhat substantially, to get the kind of guy who can put a roster already this good, possibly over the top by January.
Yeah, we did the exercise last week, and where could Eric DaCosta double up on in terms of positions? And it was overwhelmingly on the defensive side of the bubble. Football, defensive line, you could use a pair. Edge, you could use a pair. Eric DaCosta pretty much speaking in an absolute, saying they are going to draft a corner. They are going to draft a safety. They could even double up at those positions where there may not be glaring needs on the defensive side of the football, but the needs far outweigh the offensive side.
More from Eric DaCosta earlier today. I remember when the season ended, we thought Ronnie Stanley was done here, especially after the Eric's end of season press conference. But then the next time he spoke, he was confident that Ronnie was back, and he is back. And Eric talked about the importance of bringing Ronnie Stanley back.
Well, left tackles don't grow on trees, you know, first of all. Ronnie had a great season. I think he had one of his best years last year. He's really, I think, grown into being one of the leaders of our team. And just looking out at the draft in free agency, we just didn't really see a lot of guys that we felt were better than him. And my experience with the draft, when you're picking in the 20s, in the late 20s, it's very hard to get left tackles. Those guys fly off the board. And so you think you have a chance, and then what you realize is you're picking 25, 26, 27, there's five tackles, and all five tackles get picked before pick 20. And so for us, making that investment in Ronnie, knowing him as a person, you know, his ability as a left tackle to protect the quarterback and be a run blocker and be a leader up on the offensive line, I think was important.
Ronnie Stanley, leader, and we saw some of that a year ago as well. And Eric did bring up at some point during the presser that they have, like, they're one of the lowest cap allotted towards the O-line in football. But
the lowest.
Yeah. But Ronnie, obviously, a big chunk of what they do give to their offensive line.
And the Ronnie trade is, the Ronnie signing is, it avoids the stuff that they were so paralyzed by that it frankly derailed their roster building for 2 or 3 years. Oh, they can't. That money in year three or year four, we don't want that hurting us. And then they finally got around avoidable years. This is what it is. It's a 2-year deal. It can't cripple you. It can't kill your cap. You don't have to worry about a credit card bill coming due that you can't afford to pay. And you're right. That's the only guy they're paying. And again, personally, we might be doing this a year from now, and he's still the only guy they're paying. Because I am not sure about how that's going to play out with Linderbaum, unless he's really willing to do a deal that he probably shouldn't be willing to do. And listening to him talk today, and he was fairly introspective about that, this whole Ronnie Stanley situation. It did get my head spinning. Like, the way we've talked about D-tackles in this coming draft, if we were talking about that same offensive tackles that same way, I do wonder if Ronnie Stanley's not here and they think Rosengarten goes to the left side and we draft a right tackle who can do what Rosengarten did last year. You know what I mean? And away we go.
It's interesting. I could see, there probably was an alternate universe where that happens.
It's possible, but I would say if Ronnie's gone, that is a glaring hole at tackle. Because don't have...
Like the overall, like most of the betting markets have it at like 6.5 offensive linemen, and it's juiced to the under. A lot of years, that's 8.5. You know what I mean? That might be 9.5 in a really good offensive tackle draft. And most of these, I shouldn't say tackle, because they're interior guys are getting drafted. Like, we've seen years where a third of the first round is offensive linemen. If this was that kind of draft with where they're picking, you know what I mean? Because people are still taking wide receivers. They're still going to take quarterbacks. We're not in that market. You know what I mean? They're going to take corners. We don't need to be in a corner market. We just took a corner first last year. There's always going to be 5 or 6 corners who go. So I just wonder if they had assessed the draft that way, where they're like, if we get the fourth or fifth tackle in this draft, that's a kid who some years we would have had a top 12 or top 10 grade on.
Yeah.
We're just, you know what I mean? We're cool to do that.
Yeah. No,
they're looking at it holistically. They're looking at the whole picture. If Bobby D can tell you about next year's draft, people in the in the castle can tell you about, by next year, I mean 2026.
Yeah.
So I do think that played a role in them coming at Ronnie the way they came at Ronnie.
Let's hear one more from Eric. Cut 10, Beltway Ben. How many draftable players do they have in their, on their list?
The way that I look at the draft is you've got on day one, right? The first day of the draft, there's going to be 32 picks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So you've got to have 32 players that you would take in the first round. And so I always answer the question like, you know, I mean, it's we have 32 players in the first round. You have to have at least 32 to pick. Now, is it a situation where maybe the totality of all these players in the first round might not be as talented as another year? You know, maybe that's the case. But I see a lot of opportunity in this draft class, really, in the middle rounds. I see more players. I see more draftable players. So we have 217 players right now on the front board. And there have been years where we've had a hard time getting to 160, 165. So there's a lot of draftable players. That means that the mid rounds are going to be really good. And also, I think undrafted free agency should have a chance to be really, really good for us. But I really think that if you're going to have 11 picks, this is a year that reminds me a little bit of 2022. From the standpoint of the depth of the draft, really across the middle rounds, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth rounds, I think it'll be pretty good. We see a lot of talent in that range, so that's an opportunity for us to get better as a team.
How do you read that, Jason?
I think he's telling you the truth.
The question, I just want to say, and I think it was asked by IA Hall of Famer Jonah Schaefer. He was asked about the first round, and does it feel like there's a deep first round? Like, do you have 32 first round grades? And he spun it into this.
Yeah, look, I've never heard of a draft where people have 32 first round grades. Now, but again, there's a difference between saying a kid is an absolute first round grade in any draft versus what he's talking about is who are the 32 we're willing. And some years maybe it's a little whatever, but you've got to turn a card in. Like,
that's what you're saying. You got to have 32 ready.
Like in this draft, they're picking 27th. Yeah. I mean, you'd have to have 32 in case you drop back to 32. You know, but if you're picking on day one, you better have a name you're comfortable with. I haven't asked people, hey, how many actual blue chip first round grades do you have? But I mean, there's been years where people have said 13, 15, 17. In terms of players, they feel like you're going to get first round value out of for sure. Not that anything's for sure in the draft.
Coming up next, we switch to baseball, and the Orioles sit at 6-9. Does the bounce back begin against the Guardians tonight? We'll ask John Mioli, covers the O's for the Banner. He joins us next.